Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting 5th. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting 9th. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting 9th. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman fires to first and picks off Wathan. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is hit by the pitch. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Heath and he is out, Lopez applying the tag. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae is hit by the pitch. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Heath and he is safe. McRae steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy is hit by the pitch. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wathen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCray. The throw from Heath and he is out, Lopez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Way then and he is out, Washington applying the tag. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington bunts in front of the plate. Heath juggles the ball. That's an error on Heath. White moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Kingman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Washington moves to second. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for John Way then. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to home to get White. Washington moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Murphy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Bob Ochinco now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akins takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Dennis Worth pinch runs for Willie Akins. Dave Beard now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin bunts towards the mound. Beard fields it and throws to third for the out. Worth moves to second. One out. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Worth scores. There goes Martin trying to get to third. Murphy throws the ball into Newman, who tags Martin for the out. It's 1-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dennis Worth now playing first base. Onyx Concepcion now playing second base. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.